This is Haley coming to you from marvelous Murrieta, California. My fifth grade class is doing a podcast on our magnificent city, which was founded by Don Juan Murrieta. In the 1960s, Murrieta was known for breeding racehorses. Our city is 1,674 miles away from our country's capital, Washington, D.C. In this podcast, you will be hearing fascinating segments about climate, geography, history, leisurely living, famous friends, and much more. Here's Gage telling you about history. Enjoy!
Hello, my name is historian Gage, and I'm going to tell you about the wonderful history of lovely Murrieta, California. It was founded or became a city on July 1st, 1991. Murrieta is only a 16-year-old city. People used to come to the valley for its hot springs. Now people live here for less traffic, inexpensive housing, and unlike San Diego or Orange County. Back in 1873, Don Juan Murrieta brought 100,000 sheep to the valley. Now that's a lot of sheep. The Transcontinental Railroad brought many tourists to the valley, but trains stopped running in 1935. The Murrieta Hot Springs attracted many tourists. The mill in downtown Murrieta was built in the 1970s. It is believed to be haunted, but there is still no story. Ooh, spooky. That was the wonderful history of Murrieta, California. This is Historian Gage signing off. Now here is Joey A. with Climate Corner.
Do you know the temperatures of Murrieta? I bet you don't. Hi, I'm meteorologist Joey. I'm going to tell you about the temperatures of Murrieta. Do you know how hot it is in the summer? Well, I'm going to tell you about the temperatures of the seasons. Let's start with summer. Summer's average temperature is a blazing 96 degrees. It can get as cold as 60 degrees. Now that's rare to happen in the summer. The highest temperature Murrieta ever had was in the summer. It was an astounding 113 degrees. Are you wondering how cold or warm it can get in the fall? The average high temperature is 79 degrees. The average low temperature is 49 degrees. So you bet it's chilly. Brrr! Now it's winter. It can get as warm as 67 degrees. It can get as cold as 40 degrees. Usually we don't have snow, but we did once, one week before Thanksgiving. Best time of the year, spring. In spring, it can get as warm as 76 degrees. It also can get as cold as 51 degrees. Its typical weather is just right. The best season to go to Murrieta is spring. Not too cold, not too warm. Now here's Tiara with a segment on geography of Murrieta.
My name is Professor Tierra with Geography. Here's a geography lesson for you. Geography is the study of the Earth's surface, including the land and people. First things first, the area of Murrieta is 28.4 square miles. That's small. Another city that's about the same size is Hollywood, California. Bring out the popcorn! The population of Murrieta is 97,257. Wow, that's a lot of people, but we don't have a lot of traffic. Another city that has about the same population is Temecula, Murrieta's neighbor. Its population is 97,935, but there's a lot more traffic there than in Murrieta. The nearest major city is San Diego, California. It is about 60 miles away, so it's not that far. If you go 60 to 70 miles per hour, you can get there in about 45 minutes. That's fast. We live in a valley, and it is very dry. We don't get a lot of rain around Murrieta. Thanks for listening to my geography lesson.
Now we're going to turn our attention to Brittany with Eye on the Economy.
Hi, this is Economist Brittany with Eye on the Economy. I am going to tell you all that you need to know about economy. Here we go. Real estate is a major company because a lot of homes are being built in Marietta. We don't have a lot of jobs with corporations in Marietta, so adults go to one of our closest cities to get jobs. We took a poll of our students, and only 8 out of 32 students' parents work in Marietta. The company that employs the most people is MVUSD, which stands for Marietta Valley Unified School District. The second company is the Southwest Healthcare. The third is the City of Marietta, then it's Walmart, and finally, last but not least, is Home Depot. Marietta is called the bedroom community because people live in Marietta but work in places such as Riverside County, San Diego, Orange County, and sometimes Anaheim. There is only one natural resource in our city, Marietta Hot Springs. That is a street in Old Town Marietta. It got its name because there was a hot spring. I know you're wondering what that is. There are holes in the ground filled with boiling hot water. Ouch! Now we will hand it off to Shelby with Leisurely Living. Thank you for listening to Economist Brittany with Eye on the Economy.
Thanks, Brittany. Hello, my name is Shelby and this is Leisurely Living. Down here in wonderful Marietta, there is plenty of things to do. For example, you can go to Mulligan's, play sports, go to one of the 49 parks, or even go bowling at the bowling alley. Also, you can go to Chuck E. Cheese, go to the movies, or go to horse ranches. One more thing is going to a high school in Marietta and go watch the Marietta Valley Nighthawks football team. If you do not know what Mulligan's, bowling alley, or anything else is, then keep listening and you will know what they are when or if I tell you, which I will, unless you stop listening, which hopefully you won't. I'll start by telling you about Mulligan's. Mulligan's has a lot of cool stuff. For example, there is an awesome arcade along with rides, miniature golf, and laser tag. There is go-karts, bumper boats, and even some food. It is so fun. There is even a mini train for kids and mini go-karts also. A second place is Chuck E. Cheese. It has about 40 games and even huge mechanical puppets that do shows for birthday parties. Chuck E. Cheese has a play structure with a slide and a fake plastic car that makes noise. Next, I'll talk about the Cal Oaks Bowling Alley. At the bowling alley, there are some counters or tables that you can order pizza at. Yum! Also, there is a kids section where you can run around and scream like crazy. It is almost like a babysitting area, but not quite babysitting. The second to last thing I will talk about is going horseback riding at horse ranches. Going horseback riding is one of my favorite things to do. It is in horseback riding, you can either go anywhere you want to, or you can go on a certain trail with other horses. Finally, my last place I am going to talk about is the new Marietta Library. The Marietta Library was finished in March of 2007. Even though it was built in March, it is so popular. It is a great and quiet place to study for tests or even read a book. Thank you for listening, and here's Andrew with Sports Central.
Hi, this is Coach Andrew with Sports Central. Because Marietta is so small, we don't have any famous sports teams. But if you drive north, there is a city named Lake Elsinore, about 15 minutes away. There you can watch the Lake Elsinore Storms, a minor league team of the San Diego Padres. If you drive south about an hour, you can go see the San Diego Padres or the San Diego Chargers. We can also drive north and watch the Anaheim Ducks, who won the 2007 Stanley Cup, or the Anaheim Angels. Thanks for listening.
Hello, my name is Megan, and I'll be telling you all about the famous people that are from Murrieta, California. At first, since Murrieta is such a small city, I thought there wouldn't be any famous people that live in our city. But I did some research and found out there are 4 famous people in our city. But today I'm going to only tell you about 2. Those 2 famous people are Lindsay Davenport and Floyd Landis. Lindsay Davenport is a former famous tennis player. She was born on June 8, 1976 in Palos Verdes. She won 3 Grand Slams. She also won an Olympic gold medal. She earned over $21 million in prize money. Out of 51 tournaments, Lindsay won 51 of them and received a medal. Her last match before she retired was in 2006. Lindsay Davenport is now living in Murrieta with her husband and starting a family. Now I'm going to tell you about Floyd Landis. Floyd Landis is a professional bicyclist. He was born on October 14, 1975. He won the 2006 Tour de France bicycle race. Landis performed well enough on the road that Lance Armstrong recruited him to the U.S. Postal Team and chose Landis to ride by his side. Floyd Landis now lives with his family in Murrieta when he's not training or racing in Europe. Actually, his daughter, who goes to Antelope Hills, which is just a few minutes from our school, Tovshaw Elementary. Some other famous people from Murrieta are Tyra Washington, a track star, and Tom Pernis Jr., a pro golfer. And here is Brennan with fun facts.
Hello, this is Brennan, and in this segment, I will tell you some fun facts about our city, Murrieta. There are many special things about Murrieta, but I am going to tell you the most 3 interesting ones. Did you know that in the year 2000 to 2007, the population of our town more than doubled? In 2000, the population was 44,282. And now, in 2007, it is 97,257. Another fact about Murrieta is our founder, Don Juan Murrieta, bought 52,000 acres when he came over in 1873. Guess how much it was? $52,000. That's $1 an acre. The last fact about Murrieta is that there is an old sawmill downtown Murrieta. It is supposedly haunted, but I've never seen anything there. But some people say they have. Now back to our host, Haley.
Thank you, Brennan. Hi again. Haley is back with an interesting rumor about Don Juan Murrieta. The rumor is that he used Murrieta's hot springs to bathe his 100,000 sheep. Boy, is that a lot. That is why we have a road in Murrieta called Murrieta Hot Springs. So what do you think about Murrieta now? Even though it is small, it's tons of fun. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Have a great day! This edition of Our City Podcast was brought to you by the 5th graders in Mr. Coley's class at Tovishall Elementary in Murrieta, California.